While all of this was going on, of course, Al-Qaeda was busy laying the groundwork for an attack against us. The millennium was approaching, and it was a temptingly symbolic occasion. From my position, at the time of Kofor's phone call, not yet knowing of Al-Qaeda's plans, I had only limited options. I had tried to argue that the U.S. work harder to fight against the Taliban in its civil war in Afghanistan. The Northern Alliance still held sway over a third of the country, but it was only a matter of time before that alliance crumbled. I argued that we could provide the counterweight, sending arms and funds to Massoud's northern forces. Once again, the CIA's career management saw my proposal to aid the Northern Alliance as a risk to the CIA. For those who had spent 15, 20, or more years in the CIA, there was a clear pattern. Whoever was in the White House would get worked up over the cause du jour. He would be unable to get the rest of the government to produce results, so he would turn to the CIA. He would push the CIA to do risky, potentially controversial things. Later, after things went badly, the White House people would be gone, and the CIA would get the blame. In the final analysis, the CIA proclaimed the Northern Alliance was feckless and no match for the Taliban. And any money to help Massoud, apart from token aid that the CIA called trinkets, would have to be given to the agency over and above all funds already available to CIA. This reluctance to fund the Northern Alliance caused me to wonder exactly what the CIA was doing with all of the counterterrorism budget increases the White House had given them. In 2000 and in 2001, we asked the CIA to identify some funds, any money, earmarked for other activities that were less important than the fight against Al-Qaeda, so that those funds could be transferred to the higher priority of countering bin Laden. The formal, official CIA response was that there were no such funds. This institutional response was in sharp contrast to George Tenet's personal fixation with Al-Qaeda. It was also in sharp contrast to the attitude in the Counterterrorism Center at the CIA, which by 1997 was led by the hard-charging Kofor Black. Black wanted to destroy Al-Qaeda as much as I did, if only the CIA Directorate of Operations would let him.